What is going on, life fitness coaches? Welcome to another episode of the Change Lives, Make Money on the Trainer podcast. It's your boy, Brian Mark. And in today's episode, we're having a conversation about what will you tolerate? What will you tolerate? Now, this conversation is coming because I just took a look at my income for the month. And I actually don't really, you know, if you guys have been following my content recently, you'll notice that I haven't really talked about like how much money I'm making or how much money I make, whatever, because I don't really want that to be a focal point of, you know, what I do. I think the biggest thing that I'm like, I think is like a major flex is like knowing that I'm helping students fucking get crazy results. Like my client, Matt Sloper, who, if you guys just watch my Instagram story, was making 2K a month, like fucking 12 months ago. And now he's making $12,000 a month. Like that's a bigger flex to me. However, I looked at my income today and it gave me like a light bulb moment. So for the month, we're sitting over $650,000, which is amazing. I'm super grateful. And it got me thinking about how I know a lot of people that are like working at growing their own business and working at like growing their own revenue stream. And I was thinking about the fact of like, I wouldn't tolerate anything less than this, you know? Like for me, like making $650,000 a month, like I wouldn't accept anything less than that. Like I would not be fucking satisfied with anything. Like I couldn't imagine making $200,000 in a month. Like I would be like, I'd feel like I was going fucking bankrupt. And so this idea of what will you tolerate, what I really mean by this question is I feel like oftentimes the amount of money that you're making right now in your coaching business and like the lifestyle that you currently have, like the amount that you're traveling and like what you're like, what you do to like enjoy yourself and the luxury that you provide for yourself and like what you eat when you go out for dinner and like whether or not you're looking at like the how much the bill is going to cost before you buy the item, like all of those things are just standards that you've chosen to adapt and embody. And they have absolutely nothing to do with your potential and what you're truly capable of. What we end up doing in our life is we end up settling for the level that we just land into. And this idea of like, what will you tolerate is like, dude, I literally would feel like I was going fucking bankrupt if I was making $200,000 a month. Like, but for a lot of people, right? A lot of people would feel like they had just won the lottery if they were making $200,000 a month. And it's because over the course of the last like 11 years, what I've done is I've stretched my capacity. And I've talked about this in previous podcasts. Somebody asked me this question on my Instagram stories recently. And they're like, how do you start to believe in yourself? And my answer to them was like, the way that you start to believe in yourself is you stretch your capacity. And so what I mean by that is if you're currently making $10,000 per month right now in your coaching business, and you're making $10,000 a month and you're happy about it, but you're like, you know that you're fucking capable of more. Like, you know, you see online coaches making $50,000, $100,000 a month. Like, you know, it's possible. The goal is not to set this goal of being like, okay, I'm going to fucking hit 50K. The goal is to break your stretch your capacity by saying, I'm going to hit $15,000 in a month and then doing everything in your fucking power to achieve that goal. So that's the target. It's like we stretch our capacity. And so we define what our limits are. So our limits is however much money you're making per month is your limit. The most amount of money you've ever made in your life in a month is your limit. Like we define what our limits are. We become aware of what our limitations are. And then through that limitation, we make the decision to stretch our capacity. And so if the most amount of money you've ever made in a month is $10,000, then make the fucking decision that you're going to make $15,000. And so when we do this and we like go about this process and we slowly start to stretch our capacity and we slowly start to demand more of ourselves and we slowly start to like reach for more and achieve 15K. And then we say, we're going to hit 20K. And then we hit 20K. And then we're going to say, we're going to hit 40K. And then we hit 40K. And you just keep going about this process. What ends up happening is eventually you end up at a level where like, you know, a lot of my mastermind students that are in my coaching program are making $50,000 to $100,000 a month. And that's their normal. But they didn't get there by saying that they were going to be the coach that makes $100,000 a month. They got there by just like deciding that they were not going to tolerate anything less than their best. And so this idea of what will you tolerate, what this actually means is like, what are you willing to accept as your reality? Like, what are you willing to accept as your standard? Like, I refuse to accept anything less than my very fucking best. And so for me, what that looks like, my current income level is like that income level that I'm making right now is because that's what I would tolerate for myself. And obviously when you say a certain income, whether that's, you know, for you, it's 10,000, 20,000, 50,000 a month, whatever it is, you have to understand that when you make the decision that like the only thing that you'll tolerate is that like 50K a month barrier, like that's the only fucking standard that you're willing to accept, then there's a certain set of actions and beliefs and character traits and core values and principles and behaviors that you need to adopt in order to achieve those goals. Just wanted to take a quick minute to say, I want to change your life. If you're listening to this podcast, then you know that I have what it takes to help you grow a successful online coaching business. So go to my Instagram at TheRealBrianMark and DM me the words more clients. I'll reach out to you and we'll talk about what your biggest struggle is. We'll talk about what your goals are for your online coaching business, and I'll give you some guidance and a game plan for what to do next. Again, go to my Instagram at TheRealBrianMark and DM me the words more clients, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help. Now let's get back to today's episode. And I told you guys that I was going to come at you guys with a different energy today. And honestly, I'm going to be transparent. The reason that it's a different energy is because like I've been fucking grinding for the last like 14 days. I went to Salt Lake City, Utah. I ended up speaking on stage in front of 7,000 people, which is fucking G. It was so cool. But I spoke on Saturday. I spoke for like 12 hours straight. And then at night, we ended up going back home. We got back at like 11. We woke up the next day at like 7 a.m. I flew back to Kelowna. It took me like 8 hours to get back to Kelowna. Sunday night, I ended up working on my goals. And then fucking Monday morning, we're back at work. And we just like, and it's not only am I back at work, but it's event week. So I've got 2 or 3 event speeches to write this week, plus also making sure that I'm running the coaching business and getting, making sure that my clients are getting results. And I'm like, that's the thing though. It's like, I'm not fucking tired. And that might seem crazy for a lot of people. Like it might seem like, when do you like sleep? Like, when do you rest? I'm like, that's like not my fucking standard. Like my standard is not like, let's take a fucking day off. Let's relax. Let's chill. I'm like, what will I tolerate? Nothing less than fucking greatness. And so greatness has presented me with an opportunity to speak on stage in front of 7,000 people. I'm going to fucking take it. Greatness is giving me the opportunity to speak in front of my clients at the Pizza Domination event. There's 200 people coming in person. There's 4,000 people registered the virtual. I'm going to fucking take it. Like greatness is also calling me next week. And right after my event, Brad Lee has called me and asked me to come speak at his personal branding event. And for those of you guys that know Brad Lee, he's got like 1 million social media followers. He's fucking gangster. I'm going to be speaking at his event right after my Pizza Domination event. That's fucking greatness calling. And so I'm going to answer. And so what will you tolerate? Like nothing less than my very best. So I want you to take a look at your life right now. I want you to take a look at how much money you're making, you know, how many lives you're impacting, how big your social media following is, what your clients are saying about you, the level of customer service that you give. And I want you to ask yourself, like, what are you tolerating right now? And if you've been making the same amount of money for the last 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 5 months, 6 months, and you haven't changed anything, then I want you to understand that you've made a decision to accept being mediocre. And I don't think any one of us like hearing that. And I think that's the point, is like the message that I'm trying to share with you is one that like lives inside of my psyche at all times. And it's this idea that like, I'm never fucking satisfied with the level that I'm currently at. Like, don't get it twisted. I'm extremely fucking grateful. Like, I'm so grateful I've got 200 clients coming. I'm so grateful I've got 4,000 people registered for the virtual. I'm so grateful I got an opportunity to speak on stage in front of 7,000 people. Like, I'm so fucking grateful for these opportunities, but I promise you, I'm just fucking getting started. Like, this is just the beginning. Like, I'm just starting to tap into my potential. And like, what you guys are going to see from me in the next 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, I promise you, is going to fucking shock you. And the reason that I'm able to like state that with certainty and conviction is because I know what I'm willing to tolerate for myself. Like, I'm not willing to accept anything less than my very fucking best every single day, and I do not fucking miss. How about you? What are the results that you're tolerating in your own life? What are the limitations that you've chosen to accept in your own life? Look at your bank account and understand that whatever number is sitting in there is a direct reflection of the limitation that you've chosen to accept. And if you're cool with that, then turn off this fucking podcast and go back to doing whatever it is that you were doing, because like, me and you ain't gonna be homies. But if you understand that you are like made for more, that you like were destined for more, that you were fucking called for more, then it's time to start stepping into your fucking power and demanding more for yourself. And like dropping the excuses and dropping the limitations and dropping the fucking procrastination and dropping whatever fucking reason you guys have for not going all in on your goals and your dreams. Cause like the only reason you're stuck at that level, that like $10,000, $5,000, whatever the fuck level you're stuck at in your coaching business, is because you've accepted that as your normal. And because it's normal for you to fucking sleep in. It's normal for you to not fucking post. It's normal for you to not study the fucking course. It's normal for you to not show up for fucking coaching calls. It's normal for you to not ask for fucking help. It's fucking normal for you to not grow. And if that's cool with you, sweet. Have fun being fucking basic. But like for me, I don't want that life. I don't want to be the fucking same person right now that I am in a year from now. I want to be a different fucking version of me. I want to look back on the live streams and the videos and the content that I was posting now and be like, that guy was a fucking idiot. Like I want to evolve. I want to change. I want to grow. I want to expand. That is what I tolerate. And so like to think about the clients that I'm impacting, the money that I'm making, the opportunities that I'm getting, like I'm so fucking grateful. And I want to share the message with you that this level is available and accessible to any motherfucker that wants it. Any person that fucking wants it. I'm super excited because this, at my next Peach Domination event, which is in fucking 3 days, what's up? You're my client, you're coming to the event. Fucking, I don't even know what I'm doing right now with my fingers, but I'm excited about it. If you're my client, you're coming to the event, drop some fucking fire on this live stream. I want to share something with you guys because this is really cool. One of my clients, Mariah Fontana, who is one of my Millionaire Mastermind students, she went through the Change Lives Academy. She went through the 10K Mastermind. She went through the Millionaire Mastermind. She did a year of VIP. She started out, she only has 11,000 Instagram followers. So she's just getting started in terms of like her expansion on her Instagram, but she's managed to go from 2,000, or she was making $2,000 a month as an in-person trainer. And she told me, she's like, I want to be able to speak on stages. Like that's my goal, is to be a speaker. So now she's making $50,000 a month in her own online coaching business. She's grown a massive movement. She's changing so many people's lives. So she's going to be speaking on my stage at Peach Domination in front of 200 people in person and 4,000 on the virtual. And the reason we gave her that opportunity is because she keeps putting herself in the room and she keeps like asking for expansion. And so now Mariah Fontana went from somebody who's like a good life personal trainer to now stepping on stage in front of like 4,500 personal trainers online and in person to like share her story. And it's like, if you think about that fucking concept to go from like working 9 to 5 for somebody and then to be speaking on stage in front of like thousands of people, it's like, that's a fucking cool thing. And that's like this idea of like expansion and growth. And like, I think that when so many people look at successful people that are more successful than them, they either write it off or they make an excuse or they say that they'll never get it. But like, yo, like you can achieve any fucking thing that you set your mind to, but you'll never do it when you're accepting the level that you're currently at, accepting the money that you're currently making, accepting the job that you're fucking getting paid, accepting the amount of money that your job is paying you. You need to expand. My question that I'm going to leave you with today is, what are you tolerating in your life right now? And I'm going to leave you with one final thought. There are some of you that are listening to this podcast right now that are going to take this message and actually fucking do something with it. You're going to make the decision that you're not willing to accept a mediocre life. You're not willing to stay in the same fucking place. You're not willing to like receive the breadcrumbs that you've been given from life. There's some of you that are going to make the fucking decision that you are going to take what's yours and you're going to expand. You're going to demand more of yourself, more from yourself, and you're going to go after the fucking things that you want. For you in the next 1, 2, 3, 5 years, you guys are going to fucking crush it. In the next year, you're going to shock yourself with what you can accomplish. In the next 10 years, you won't even recognize yourself. Now, there's some of you guys that are listening to this podcast. In fact, it's the majority of you, unfortunately. 90% of you on this podcast are going to turn off this podcast and do absolutely fucking nothing. You're going to go back to doing what you were doing before. You were going to take this message as something that might have been inspirational or impacted you or shifted your mindset for 30 seconds. And then you're going to go back to your old habits, back to your old rituals, back to the same amount of money that you were making before, not doing anything about your fucking life. For those of you that choose to do absolutely nothing, that choose to tolerate what they're currently given, that choose to accept the breadcrumbs that life gives them, that choose to play at a lower level and never challenge themselves, your life is going to stay in the same fucking place, except you're going to get more frustrated, more miserable, make a lot less money, and you're going to watch as time and success passes you by and other people achieve success. If that's something that you want to do, that's all on you. But for those of you guys that are called to expand, yo, fucking take it. It's yours. Don't tolerate anything fucking less. Peace. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Hopefully you got some value. If you did, and you want to learn more about how me and my team can help you scale your online fitness business to $10,000 a month, DM me 10K on Instagram at TheRealBrianMark for more information, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help you grow an online coaching business.